This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. The Andy Parsons Show wants you. Call 0330 223 0200. Email studio at FUBARradio.com or tweet at FUBARradio and at Mr. Andy Parsons.
Yes, we are live. We are live here on FUBAR Radio. Yes, that is Amanda. We're very excited. There was some controversy as to whether we'd be... We are live. We are. It is today.
I'm pinching myself. I'm definitely here.
Yeah, we have to tell everybody exactly what day it is. And so as people know, it is Thursday the 18th of September.
You're not lying about that, are you, Andy?
We can read papers. The news today is that there's 3 hours to go. Hours to go before the polls close up in Scotland, and you know, Andy Murray overdoses on the sushi, and Nick Clegg is going to become Prime Minister, and there's going to be lots of stuff going on. So it's all very, very exciting, and we have some stuff to play for you from last week. So there we go. We've just moved it over. I was going to play the Gone Goozle stuff first. And so now we've got a double cartwheel here. This is how organised we are today.
Because you want so many things on it.
Yeah, well, there we go. I was hoping I would have it all on one cartwheel.
Well, it's only got so much size to it.
So super. So let's start with the Gone Goozle stuff, because this, Simon Thompson from London Live, we gave him the challenge, I believe it was actually 2 weeks ago, challenge to try and fit Gone Goozle into his interviews. Now, the Riot Club, we've got a new film section, everybody. How exciting is that? I think that's worth a... there's a film section coming up around 9 o'clock. So we've also got our breaking news reporter at the Scottish referendum. We've got rant of the week. We've got our political guest already waiting to come on, Simon Francis. He's going to be talking about all the Scottish stuff. And I believe you're going to give us the rundown, the full rundown, very shortly with the newsbed. But Simon, he got very excited by Gone Goozle. He was interviewing the cast of The Riot Club. This is the new film that's out based on the Bullingdon Club. Mm. And this was his effort to try and get Gone Goozle in. We challenged him to do it, you challenged him to do it, and this is what he came up with.
Are you sure you want to be in this thing? These people are not your friends.
They don't know when to stop.
Yeah, this is the trail of the film.
Yeah, at a party, do you get stuck in or do you Gone Goozle?
Gone what?
Gone Goozle.
What's Gone Goozle?
What is Gone Goozle?
It's where you stand by and you watch everyone else.
Well, I'm not a dancer, so I... Well, no, but then it depends how... I do dance on occasion when I've gone too far. if I've gone goozled too much. But no, I find myself more of an observer, but, like, in my group of friends that are observers, as opposed to me just standing on the dance floor kind of bobbing and watching creepily. No, I definitely stand with mates, with other boys who don't dance.
Oh,
don't
dance, you know? Girls over there, boys over there.
Oh no, I will definitely go for it.
Oh yes, that's good.
Stuck in. Otherwise, just go home.
that's
unless
awesome.
I'm really tired and I find myself Gone Goozle, and I actually quite enjoy that. It's when someone stops you from Gone Goozle, it's like join in. It's just
having a moment.
Get stuck in, but take at least a minute out of the night to Gone Goozle.
Stuck in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Brilliant, fantastic.
Gone Goozle, when's that? Is that a word?
It is a word.
Should I know that?
Yeah, you now know it. You can use it in every interview you do.
Simon Thompson,
Simon!
What a star. What an absolute star. That is, not only did he say Gone Goozle himself in an interview, he actually got almost the entire cast of Riot Club to mention Gone Goozle. It is a word. don't idly stand by this evening. Get involved. Get involved on the Twitter. Obviously...
We should just say that people can actually catch those interviews on London Live.
Yeah, did I not say that?
No, you did not. So we need to...
How remiss of me. I was Gone Goozling at that moment when I should have been...
You were a complete Gone Goozle at that point. So, so tune into London Live for Andy's interviews with the film cast.
Even Simon's interviews, perhaps.
Simon,
I don't believe I've done any interviews for London Live.
I was just reading your name.
Well, yeah, it's perfect. I mean, it's always good when
you came out my mouth
when you're the co-host and the producer of a show to know exactly who the presenter is. So
tune into London Live next week, and you'll see those interviews with Simon Thompson.
Don't try and cover it up now. I'm just going to read your name, Amanda Redman. so all good. So look, let's get involved tonight on the Twitter or whatever way at Mr. Andy Parsons at FUBAR Mobile Radio. Whatever you want, we can go in any direction. So tweet us if you'd like any of our guests to do anything in particular, if you'd like them to try and include a word at some later stage. We are ready for your tweets. That is what we are saying to you. And we will get to do various things this evening. Amanda's going to give us the rundown. Obviously, there's been a lot in the news, but we like to start off each show, don't we, with our mishap of the week. To get people into the show, none of this sort of cuddly, you know, isn't everything fantastic in the world. No, it's all a little bit shit often. And what happened to us this week, which was particularly shit. I'm going to start off.
I'm on a roll.
This week, this was a particularly embarrassing moment. It's quite a short mishap, this one. I'm in a shop, right?
Yeah.
I'm in a little corner shop, just debating on what little snack I'm fancy getting for myself. Yeah. And a lady walks in wearing a rucksack, marches straight up to me, looking at me all the time, marches straight up to me and says to me, she says, "Do you want me to get you an ice cream? Will that make you happy?" And I was thinking, well, I didn't think I was looking that miserable, right? But I was thinking, well, it's very bizarre. But, you know, so I said, oh, that's very kind, but
I'll have a cornetto.
I'm absolutely fine, thank you very much. I'm just trying to decide what to get for myself. And she said, "I wasn't talking to you." And she turns around. In the rucksack is a tiny little kid in the back that you couldn't see. And I said, "Oh, I'm so terribly sorry."
It would have been worse if you'd have said, "Yeah, do you know, I would love a strawberry mivvy." Yeah, if you could just please get
two,
rid of them.
I'd like two. I'm feeling particularly miserable. Go on, cough up. You promised. You said you would. You can't deny now just because you've got a small child in the back.
And did she laugh about it? Or was she? No,
stony-faced.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe she needed an ice cream to cheer up
maybe,
then.
Or maybe the kid had been driving her potty, but you couldn't see the kid. So she looked like she was so for the life she was talking to me. It won't have been the first time it's happened. I don't think that one.
I'll buy you an ice cream, Andy.
Oh, good. You won't even know my name. So what was your mishap? I'm going to give you a little sound bed for this, if that's right.
Okay, well, it's a slightly longer story than that.
Is
so
it okay? Well, maybe I'll give you the long sound bed.
It's quite embarrassing.
Oh, no,
and
that's the one for later. Don't let's have that one. Here we go. This is the one. Here we go.
I can't believe I'm actually going to be sharing this with anybody, really, Andy. It's quite an embarrassing situation
I like
to be
that,
in.
I like you to share with us.
I'm really going to share now.
Yeah.
I was at an event this week. I was at an event. I was wearing something that you might not. Do you know what a play suit is?
A play suit?
Yeah.
It sounds like something.
Sounds like a romper suit or something.
Toddler,
yeah,
a toddler might have.
I don't particularly like the word play suit because, you know, it's. I never play in it. But it's just basically what it is. It's an all-in-one thing. It's
You've
kind
got
of like
one.
Shorts and a top, and it's all-in-one.
Oh, okay.
They look great, but when you try and go to the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Especially
not
if
so
you've
good.
Had a couple. Yeah.
Especially if you've had a couple. And I might have had a couple of drinks,
yeah,
Andy.
Yeah.
Now, there's a flap of material in this play suit, and I never knew quite what it was for.
Yeah.
It's not a hood. It doesn't appear to have any purpose. I've thought about cutting it out, but then I've thought, actually, no, the flap does weirdly need to be there to give it some sort of shape. It's very strange.
So it's up in the neck area, this flap. I think it was slightly confusing people, maybe, who are just listening in without. I can obviously see the movements that you're giving there. But
It's in the neck area. Yeah. Normally it hangs out and I have to somebody go, what? And
it's not a label, no, it's part of the design.
It's a fucking big label. I think this is huge. It's about as big as an A4 bit of paper.
Yeah.
In fact, longer than that.
Yeah.
So I, you know, relieved my bladder of various cocktails.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I was, you know, just standing up and I thought, oh dear, somebody's weed on the floor. They must have been really out of it.
Yeah.
Lift up the play suit and the flap, Andy, the flap was in the toilet, Andy, and basically it was saturated and the wee that I thought was all over the floor was actually dripping off.
That is embarrassing.
The flap, and
I'm not feeling so bad about my ice cream still.
No, and I'm wondering, what do I do now? What do I do? Because, you know, I don't really want to put this under the hand dryer because it's going to bake, the smell is going to bake in. The smell, it's not going to be. And also, there's other people outside of the toilet. Yeah. I need to start getting. There's a queue forming. I need to get out the cubicle.
Don't ladies bond together in these difficult moments?
Well, I mean, there's bonding together. There's having to sort of come out and admit that you've got piss all over your clothes.
Yeah.
you know, that you're kind of like weighing up the pros and cons.
And they'll be going, oh, that place.